Welcome to Queen Rise Radio. I'm Jackie Hyman, and I teach you and your kids how to speak up for yourselves with confidence and live a safer and freer life through an empowering and simple method of self-defense. I'm so glad you're here. Now let's jump in. Hi, lovely. Welcome back to Queen Rise Radio. Thank you once again for being here. I'm coming at you today from my car because I have insane construction going on next door. Shiputzim, as you say in Hebrew. Renovations, that's the word. There you go. English, here we go. Anyway, it's been a wild ride trying to work out of coffee shops and all that. So I'm in my car, just to give you a little picture of where I'm at. And I just really wanted to just hit you guys with something super, super important. I think if you listen to one episode of mine, like, it's got to be this one. Because this is the highest value that I've got when it comes to self-defense. And you got to take every single thing I say with this in mind. Otherwise, you might not... Listen, here's the thing. You might not love everything I say. You might not agree with everything I say. But here's the thing about the type of self-defense that I teach is that I teach people based on my self-defense expertise, but always with the overtone of empowerment, which I feel like for a lot of coaches is tricky, right? Health coach wants you to do this and that and tell you all the things to do to get healthy. In the end of the day, it's your body. And if you don't feel like you are taking control, making choices, having full autonomy over your own body, then it's not going to be an empowering experience. And a lot of self-defense out there is, here's how to defend yourself. Here's not how to defend yourself. Never do that. That would be stupid. You know, you hear all kinds of things about self-defense, like, oh, that's the worst thing you could possibly do in a fight, right? Like, do it my way and pay me money and come to my class because I know the right way and I know the effective way and don't do this and do that and do that. And just that, to me, is just so not empowering. And so while I do have knowledge about self-defense that I impart to people, it's really, really important that you know that at the end of the day, you are in charge of what to do, when to do it, and I can't tell you otherwise when you make a choice for yourself. Because especially when we're dealing with dangerous situations, assault situations, harassment situations, uncomfortable situations, the main thing that we don't want is to feel like we don't have control or we don't have autonomy, like we're being forced to do something that we don't want to do, or like we freeze and we have no control over that response. Either way, it's highly disempowering. So for me to come and say, you've got to do A, B, and C and never do, D, E, and F, it puts me in a position of power over. What I want to be in is power to. I want you to realize that just like, you know, I've talked about this before, like you already know so many ways to defend yourself and you already know so many ways to stay safe. Really, you are the boss of what you do, when you do it, and the more you practice self-defense, the more the freeze response isn't as automatic, and the more choices you have available to you. But it really needs to be about you choosing. And what I just love about the method that I teach is that it's never like, this is the only one right way. It's very much like, let's open our minds to like an array of possibilities for what we could do here, right? We could try and turn and run away. We could use our voice. We could, you know, kick, hit, like we could play along. We could call the police. Like there are so many options for us. And really putting yourself in the position of like, here's what I'm going to choose to do in this moment that I think is the best, safest thing for me right now, right? Because even if I'm your self-defense instructor, like I'm not going to be there in the moment with you. Very unlikely that I'll be there telling you what to do. So you're going to have to figure it out on your own anyway, right? And every situation, every dangerous situation is different. And so I just want women to feel like we finally have full autonomy over our bodies, over our boundaries, over our lives. And while it means a lot more responsibility, and it's not quite as easy as just following directions, to put ourselves in a position of being in charge of our choices, of how and when we set boundaries, of how and when we leave a situation, of how and when we tell our story, and if we even choose to do any of those things ever, and leaving that completely up to us. And you know, there was someone who asked me once, like, and, you know, it was a man. So they're just coming from a more, you know, linear, like logical thought process sometimes is something that I've noticed and differences the way men and women think. Topic for another time. But it's like, why would someone ever choose not to defend themselves? And that's a tricky one, isn't it? Because it's not that we would choose not to defend ourselves, is that we might choose not to fight back because we really feel like that's the safest thing for us in that moment. And that's got to be okay, because the number one main priority in self-defense is safety, not badassery, not being a hero. It really truly is coming out with the least amount of damage possible. And every situation is different. Some situations, fighting back is the absolute best thing you could do. In others, it might not be. And I'm not going to be there. Like, a self-defense instructor is not going to be there for you to gauge the situation and tell you. And so I think there's a lot of power in me saying, I trust you that you would make the right choice in that situation. Because you're going to be there and I'm not. Because you know you way better than I know you. Because you are in charge of your body and your boundaries and the way you live your life and the choices you make, not the instructor. The instructor is just there to add to your already existing self-defense toolbox that you were born with. And by the already self, in case you didn't listen to the previous episode about this, the already existing self-defense toolbox that you were born with is our ability to react quickly, to be aware, to use our voice, to, you know, all of these just things that we're born with that are survival mechanisms we already have. And really, a self-defense class is just there to add. And that's the type of empowering self-defense class that I hope that you search out and find. And even if not, I hope you take this message as just a way to live your life, like putting yourself more in charge, listening to yourself more than any other guru or instructor or coach, making choices from your own inner knowing and inner guidance, and really feeling good about that and empowered in that. You know, there are so many times where I'm like, I know that like brave Jackie would tell her story right now or whatever, but like, that just doesn't feel right to me right now. And I'm going to make a conscious, intentional choice not to, and feel like that's powerful. And that's true power, is really being able to choose how you respond, not responding in a badass way. That's not real power. Real power is choosing how you respond. So that's all for today. I hope you take this message to heart, because it really, really means a lot to me that we start to realize this for ourselves. And it really is just the most empowering way to go about it. That's all I can say. More than anything that I could ever say on this podcast or teach to a class, this is it. This is real. What it means to really be empowered and in charge of your life. So have a good one, and I will talk to you next week. Bye.